If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Shell-shocked in Ukraine.
You feel like rockets are exploding upon your head.
Movie director mistaken for bandit.
Responding to a possible bank robbery in progress.
MLB cancels more games.
It hurts. I want to be in spring training.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Local officials say Russian attacks continue today in Mariupol, the city in southern Ukraine, where a children's hospital was hit yesterday as the invasion took on an ugly new turn. In Poland, CBS's Steve Futterman says Vice President Harris is calling for an international war crimes investigation.
Here in Poland today, Vice President Harris began meetings with foreign officials to discuss the Ukraine-Russia conflict. Her first meeting was with Poland's prime minister.
We have been witnessing for weeks, and certainly just in the last 24 hours, atrocities of unimaginable proportion.
But the major diplomatic focus today has been in Turkey, where high-level talks took place between Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov and the Ukraine Foreign Minister Kuleba. There were no major breakthroughs. Kuleba said no progress was made on the possible ceasefire. However,
I will be ready to meet again if there are prospects for a substantial discussion and for seeking solutions.
Lavrov said Russia also wants the talks to continue. And the frustration of Western leaders was apparent today when France's President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz, in a call with Vladimir Putin, both demanded an immediate ceasefire. But the fighting goes on. We are learning more today about the attack on a Ukraine children's hospital in the city of Mariupol. Here's CBS's Chris Livsay.
A blood-stained mattress, broken incubators, and a massive crater make up all that's left of this alleged war crime. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
They want us to feel like animals because they blocked our cities. They don't want our people to get some food, water.
Yet another ceasefire shattered, one that should have allowed civilians to escape. Instead, they're encircled by Russian firepower, robbed of electricity, water, heat, and their dignity.
The story about all this in Russia sounds a lot different. CBS's Imtiaz Tayeb has more on Moscow's propaganda efforts.
On state TV, an unreality with words like war or invasion banned, and anyone accused of spreading, quote, false information about the Russian military facing up to 15 years in prison. That's led the last remaining independent Russian news channels to close.
Russia is becoming an isolated state. It really looks like North Korea.
Ekaterina Kotrikadze was an anchor for TV Rain and has now fled Russia. She says Russians are only being told one story.
That NATO is threatening Russia.
What's undeniable is support for the military remains high.
The price of gas up again to a national average now of $4.32 a gallon. CBS's Errol Barnett.
A recent poll from AAA finding almost 60% surveyed said they would make changes to their driving habits with gas above $4 per gallon. If it reaches $5 per gallon, as it has in some states, three-quarters said they would need to adjust their lifestyle. Emmanuel, who did not want to provide his last name, is an Uber and Lyft driver in Washington. High prices forcing him to add 4 extra hours to his 10-hour shifts each day.
It makes you feel sometimes like you are sick, but you are tired. Not sick.
CBS News senior travel editor Peter Greenberg says airline prices are up 20% and will likely creep higher.
You're cutting routes, you're cutting capacity, and you're increasing fares. How bad is it going to be this summer when you see that happening right now?
The House has approved a $1.5 trillion government spending bill. In it is $13.6 billion in aid to Ukraine and European allies. Billions in pandemic money was eliminated. A visit to the bank didn't go according to the script for Black Panther director Ryan Coogler. CBS's Mola Lenghi says in January, while conducting a transaction at a Bank of America branch in Atlanta, he was put in handcuffs.
Minutes after passing a note to a bank teller asking her to be discreet over a money withdrawal, filmmaker Ryan Coogler is approached by police.
Hey, sir. Come me a favor, man. Come this way.
Both of the officers draw their weapons before placing handcuffs on a surprised Coogler.
If you just run my name, you understand why you should take me off these cuffs.
From the back seat of the squad car, Coogler explains to police he was trying not to call attention to himself in withdrawing such a large amount of cash.
The whole bank is up looking at me.
Coogler was uncuffed minutes later. A spokesperson told Variety, "We deeply regret that this incident occurred. It never should have happened, and we have apologized to Mr. Coogler."
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has canceled 93 more games through April 13th, appearing to end any chance for a full 162-game regular season. He's also threatened players with loss of salary and service time as the lockout drags on. CBS Sports MLB analyst David Sampson.
The question is, do both sides actually want a deal right now? Are both sides hanging off the edge of the cliff by their fingertips saying, if we don't do it now, we're going to lose a season? They're not there yet.
Actor Jussie Smollett will learn his sentence today for his conviction on lying to police about a racist and homophobic attack he staged on himself. He faces up to 3 years in prison on each of the five counts, but legal experts say it's unlikely he'll get time in prison. A Texas court has tossed out the state appeal of an order that prevents child welfare officials from investigating the parents of a transgender teen over the gender-affirming care the girl got. Travis County DA Jose Garza is an opponent of Republican Governor Greg Abbott's effort to consider those treatments child abuse.
We will fight with every ounce of our being the governor and attorney general's cruel directives.
Tiger Woods inducted into the World Golf Hall of Fame in Florida. His 14-year-old daughter Sam spoke about the car crash that left him so badly injured.
You didn't know if you'd come home with two legs or not. Now, you're standing here on your own two feet. This is why you deserve this, because you're a fighter. You've defied the odds every time.
Woods recalled his parents, who took out a second mortgage so he could play junior golf. He paid it off when he turned pro.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
A Republican county official in Colorado who cast doubt on the 2020 election results has been indicted in a scheme to breach voting system technology.
A Republican and outspoken critic of what she claimed was 2020 election fraud, Tina Peters is now accused of election machine security violations. Last November, she addressed the allegations.
I was concerned that they were going to delete some important election files. And so, you know, I did a backup image.
Privileged information from the voting system's inner workings was discovered after it was posted to the internet. Rick Salinger for CBS News, Denver.
South Korea has elected conservative Yoon Suk-yeol as president. He's vowed to firm up the alliance with the United States, build up the military, and handle provocations from North Korea. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.